God knows I'm nowhere near that. I don't have any talent or anything like that. But it's been very instructive to listen to and to, I don't know, I suppose come up with some different ways of doing the same thing, if that makes any sense. And Big Fatty's just fun. Well, most of the time. There are times when Big Fatty's not fun, but we won't go there. But on the subject of podcasters, and Big Fatty's just fun.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And Big Fatty's just fun.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 584 of the BFO for Thursday, the 29th of April, 2010. Y'all coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has gone to get petroleum products, and I have got three scratch-offs here. Plus, y'all, there is big news in the potosphere. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well, but today we start off on a sad note, a note that came in very late on Wednesday evening, and it came from the Southern California, where my youngest daughter, Nessa, put on the Twitty that the stars and Retartan would not be returning, and that there would be additional information posted on the blog. We don't know what has caused this, but we're all saddened by this news. Let us take just a moment now to reflect on the good times we've all had with the stars and Retartan and Nessa. Gussie, y'all, can you believe that news? I am dumbfounded. Yes, Big Fatty, as opposed to just being dumb and founded. So, y'all, I don't have any idea what's going on with that, but y'all, I'm recording this very, very late on Wednesday evening because y'all, I had a, just cooling the brain. We had a horror meeting. On Wednesday evening, and y'all, we discussed a few little issues, but y'all, it was probably one of the quickest meetings. Oh, y'all, that is tacos that, I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to say what that was, but that's tacos that Granny made, and y'all, I'll probably be up all night with the Hershey squirt, as they say, but y'all, I am... I'm a little tired as I record this, and oh dear Gussie, y'all, it was quite the day. Wednesday was quite the day in the coal mine, and y'all, I started off today's show by saying Thursday, because remember, I will not be going to the coal mine on Friday. But anyway, we had quite the day at the coal mine today. It was a lot of just stuff, and just some of it was just stuff. Is all I can say. It's just it's just stuff you had to deal with. And y'all, Big Fatty. Sometimes you just don't want to deal with the stuff. But anyway, y'all, by the way, when I got up to read the comments on yesterday's show, your little show, I had a comment over there from the Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And y'all, she was saying, oh, no, I do not want the California brittle. I want the dark
chocolate brittle. No, I won't dock. Dock, dock, dock. Y'all, you know, you try to do something nice. You try to do something nice, and that's what you get. That's thanks for you. And y'all, then later on in her little show that she put out on Wednesday, she goes, "Oh, lovies, I'm just blue because of the full moon, and some of the lovies are just not being nice to me." And y'all, I immediately knew that she was talking about me. And so I sent her a Twitty saying, I think she said, some of the lovies are just kicking me in the balls. And y'all, I immediately knew that she's talking about me. And y'all, I wrote back and I said, "I don't recall kicking you in the balls." And she writes back, I don't know what you're talking about. And y'all, it's just sad. It is just sad, y'all. It is just the decline is just, I mean, it's exponential. Exponential decline, y'all. It's just exponential. But y'all, there is good news. Kana, who is the boyfriend of the albino from the Ginger Bat and Albino show, that little show they do down there in Lakeland, Florida. Connor had some surgery today, and the albino is taking care of him. Y'all, it's like nurture. It's got to be like Nurse Ratchet. Nurse Ratchet, just, you know, okay, well, you're out of surgery now. Let's get up and let's do some sit ups, and you know. But y'all, I have to give the albino and Kana and the Ginger Bear, although I don't know that he had a whole lot to do with this, I have to give them some credit, because y'all, they have announced where the podcast and podcast listener meet and greet dinner will be held. And y'all, it is going to be held at the Villa de Flora. And y'all, it is evidently a Mexican. It is a Mexican restaurant at the Gaylord Hotel. Y'all, leave it to the albino to go do something at the Gaylord. I mean, really. And y'all, I understand there's a $12 parking charge. But anyway, y'all, it is at some sort of Villa de Flora. And y'all, it's evidently, I asked the albino, I said, "Is that Mexican for the House of Pansies?" And he goes, "Yes." And so, y'all, we're eating at the House of Pansies. So, anyway, and so if you're coming, you now know where you're going to be eating. You're going to be eating at the House of Pansies. So, anyway, y'all, let's see, what else have I got on my list here? Y'all, there are some birthdays coming up here the end of this week. I'm not going to mention any names, but you know who you am. Yes, Big Fatty, they know who they am. And, y'all, I've got to tell you about this. I got an e-letter from Miss Kitty. And y'all, I'm not used to this. And Miss Kitty, well, y'all, I need to back up, because y'all, Daryl up there in the Virginias, in the Northern Virginias, y'all, he sent me a nice little note, and it says, "Big Fatty is like a fine wine, and by wine I mean vinegar." Oh, and he says, "Big Fatty, this is Daryl in the Novas. I went up to Boston this weekend and needed something to listen to during the trip. So I downloaded a bunch of your beginning shows to hear what the fat one was like in his infancy. Dear Gussie, indeed. Those were the days when Big Fatty actually complimented Auntie Vera with kind words. And then he wrote, "Vomic." He goes, "While you were still entertaining being mild-mannered, I prefer the current fatty with filthy poop-infested buttocks." Blech! Or maybe it's bleh. By the way, there was some foreshadowing, y'all. I didn't know that there was foreshadowing. In those early episodes, do you remember talking about parents' nicknames in episode number 30? Y'all, I am like the Sea Hag. I don't remember what I talked about in episode 583. Although she hadn't gotten that far. But anyway, it took over 2 years to finally get to the grandparents in number 578 before correcting yourself to Memory Lane Music in number 579. Oh, no, wait a minute. Ben Pratty, you can't even read. Grandparents in 578, that's one way to keep us hanging on. Well, y'all just wait till I talk about the great-grandparents. That'll be in episode 1002. And then he says, and one other piece of trivia, you called it mystery before correcting yourself to Memory Lane Music in number 579. Archer said the same thing in a clip you played on episode number 42. I need to get a life. Y'all, Daryl, thank you so much for that. Y'all, Daryl didn't come see me when I was up at the Mid-Atlantic Leather. He told me he was going to, but he didn't. No, Big Freddy, I am not going to. I'm going to tell you I'm going to come see you, but then I'm not. Now, y'all, like I said, Miss Kitty has sent me an e-letter, and y'all, it really isn't worth a tinker's damn, is all I can say. But y'all, it talks about it is something called the phrase finder, and y'all, the phrase finder is phrases, sayings, and idioms, and y'all, the one that he sent me is about a tinker's damn. And y'all, it says that the origin, it says that a tinker's dam is something insignificant or worthless. And the origin, there's some debate over whether this phrase should be tinker's dam, meaning a small dam to hold solder made by tinkers when mending pans, or tinker's dam with an N, a tinker's curse considered of little significance because tinkers were reputed to swear habitually. So y'all, evidently there are people in Woodland Hills are tinkers. Yes, and they are tinklers also. Y'all, I'm going to have to go look at this, what is this place called again? The Phrase Finder. And y'all, maybe we'll have to have to go back and visit that at another time. Yes, Big Freddy, that would be lovely. Keep that e-letter from Miss Kitty so you can go back and look at it. Now, y'all, I have got, guess what this is? Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Huh? Can you hear that? Y'all, that is the coupon, and y'all, I did not spend very much at the Publix this week. But y'all, they had the boneless, skinless chicken breastuses on sale for $1.99 a pound. Y'all, that is an excellent price, and so I got that, and I had a coupon for some cinnamon bread. And I got me a lime for an alcoholic beverage. And y'all, then the coupon, the penny coupon was for a half gallon of the Publix iced tea. And y'all, I got the peach flavored. I haven't tried it yet because y'all, I can't drink tea late at night because it'll keep me up. And y'all, I spent $13.56. And y'all, I saved $8.77. So y'all, I saved more than, it looks like it's about 60% or more. And y'all, I did get the transaction discount of 87 cents. So evidently, Tiffany, who checked me out, thought I was an elderly senior citizen. Yes, Big Freddy, we all think that. But y'all, that's still not bad. Not bad at all, Big Fatty. Now, could you get on to those scratch-offs? Yes, I will get on to them right now. Y'all, I picked up three of the scratch-offs when I was at the BP. And y'all, the first one is not. It is not a winner, Big Fatty. And y'all, as we heard on yesterday's show, terminally single Tim thinks that the scratch-offs are just wonderful. Just wonderful. Y'all, the second one is not a winner either. And I'm going to guess at the third one. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, this is the lucky quarter that I used to scratch off the California lottery. cards that Peter G out there in the Oaklands sent to me. And y'all, the third one is not a winner either. But y'all, these also, you know, you can play that online game. So I will be doing that. Yes, Big Friday, please continue doing it, because if you talk about it anymore, we're not going to give a tinker's damn about it. So, anyway, and y'all, I'm going to go back over here, over here to the, y'all, by the way, that Kim Beaver, y'all, she has been feeling, poly, just been feeling poly, and y'all, we are glad that she is on the mend and feeling much better. Maybe Connor will be on the mend as quickly as that Kimber Beaver. But y'all, she's posted a picture over there of the feet shoes, except a Big Fatty version. But y'all, I cannot take credit for these feet shoes that she posted over there, because these were first invented by the Sea Hag. They are more like a hoof. It's a hoof shoe. Oh, Big Fatty, you're just being silly now. Y'all, let's just see what else have I got here that I can... By the way, y'all, I got a little pissy. I got a little bit pissy at the coal mine. I just let it simmer today. I didn't get upset. I just let it simmer, and I didn't blow it out. I didn't blow it out. I just let my feelings be known, and I let people know that I was not a happy camper, and I allowed things to simmer a little bit. And y'all, by the end of the day, oh dear Gussie, I have got slobber all. Big Fatty, you slobbered all over everything. And, y'all, and by the end of the day, everything, all of a sudden, miraculously changed, and, Big Fatty got his way. Yes, Big Fatty, you should be very oh, dear Gussie, you should be very proud of yourself. Yes. And, y'all, now, I'm not going to go down to the Fat Cave, but I'm going to let you know, and it's probably a spoiler, because I'm sure there's some of you that are a little bit behind on the Dancing with the Stars, but y'all, they threw off that Bachelor. They threw off the Bachelor, Jake, and y'all, I'm going to tell you what, he had on an open shirt last night, and y'all, he had some nice chestuses, and he didn't have those moves. like people do nowadays. And y'all, Big Fatty does not have the moves, but poor Big Fatty, just shut it down. Alpha, help us.
And Big Fatty's just fun.
He may be fun, but he's nattering like a tinker's dam.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.